Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Yampa.
Oh my God. I gained 10 pounds.
You know, surprisingly, I did okay with that.
Did you?
What do you say, Betty?
Hey, Betty here. Happy New Year. Now go grab your devices before I melt down in excitement for something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there you go, Betty. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody.
Hello, all you good people.
Apparently, Betty's not feeling very sharing tonight, is she?
Wow. Damn, woman. Slow your rolls. Okay.
Wait, hold on. We got to access before we do our next favorite topic because we've been gone. Because this is our first show of the new year.
This is our first show, folks, of 2017.
So we must take pause.
Should I let Betty talk, though?
Go ahead and let Betty talk.
Hello, all you good people. I am your lovable Shyamba radio host, Betty. And you know what? My digital portfolio is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 72. Glad 2016 is gone. For Monday, January 2nd, 2017. Ba-whoop. Happy New Year. The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning. With that said, hey Anthony, how was it in Tampa for you Tampoonians?
Oh, thank you, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. You are welcome, Anthony. Betty out.
So I got a question.
Yes.
What am I thanking Betty for? I wonder if we should rework that script. It just didn't feel natural at that point. I was like, what am I thanking for, Betty?
Well, because you're thanking her for introducing the show and saying the title.
I see.
Kind of.
I'll have to rework that line. Okay. Be mindful. You are on notice that line is being reworked. While that line is being reworked, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently clear in 75 degrees Fahrenheit, 24 degrees Celsius for you snowbirds. So,
we have a weather interruption.
The weather database was inaccessible, folks. All right, it's 75 degrees Fahrenheit right now, 24 degrees centigrade for you snowbirds. We have a humidity factor of 79%. There is a dew point of 68 degrees Fahrenheit. It's kind of wet out. Visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. And I didn't even check, but I'm pretty sure it still is. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 69 and a 20% chance of showers. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 79 with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Partly cloudy, low around 68 and a 20% chance of showers overnight. On Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 75. Partly cloudy with a low around 58 overnight. And that is your Tampa Bay weather. How is it in Chicago, Joe?
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently 40 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity factor of 40% inside the studios and 89% outside. The dew point is at 37 degrees, which means it's a wind chill of only a factor of 35 degrees F. It's just cold, though. I don't care what you say. It's cold. It feels cold. It's cold. But not as cold as last night this time. That is an error in weather reporting, folks. The first one ever for the year of 2017. But anyways,
the first 2017 weather error.
The wind is out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, guess what? The visibility is only 1.5 miles. So be careful out there.
Wow.
Make sure you have your airplane headlights on. Tonight, Monday, we'll see a 50% chance of showers and drizzle, mainly after 4 a.m. Patchy fog, otherwise cloudy, with a temperature rising to around 40 by 11 p.m. Tuesday, we'll see a chance of rain showers before 5 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. Areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise cloudy, with a temperature rising to near 41 by noon. And then it's going to fall to 37 during the remainder of the day.
Ooh.
Now, Wednesday will be mostly sunny, but with a high near 21. Wind chill values as low as 1. It's going to be blustery with a northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And that's your Cheyenne with Chicago weather. Hey, we want to hear from you. Give us a call right now at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Mm-hmm.
Betty will get you in and cue you up.
Cue you
we
up.
We're okay with anonymous, but we desire your stories and other fun content we play on the internet airs.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
The TP segment. That's kind of interesting. Kind of funny, actually.
The TP segment.
The TP segment. Where did I put my... Oh, here we go.
Your script?
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, okay. So I had like, what? I had like 33 minutes, right? Oh, shit. All right. I'll just start. We'll just do our thing. Okay. So we're doing a 2016 in review, and I've written something. 2016 has proven to be a tough year. Not only did we lose a lot of cultural icons, we saw a response to a presidential election like no other history.
Yes.
My goodness.
Oh, yes.
We saw scandals at the DNC, high levels of voter apathy, and two really terrible candidates that no one wanted to vote for. Only a quarter of Americans voted for either Clinton or Trump. Almost half of eligible voters didn't even bother to vote in the presidential race. The stock market continues to set record highs while more Americans continue to slip into poverty, all while trying to afford increasing health care prices due to the ACH while seeing reductions in coverages. Bernie offered hope for many voters with plans for better health care, better education, and more peaceful approach to global relations. However, in the end, he was forced out of the way and eventually sold out to Clinton himself. The people lost their fucking minds when Clinton lost. Protesters burst into the streets. People were crying and finding safe spaces, putting on safety pins, demanding that we protect all of those that Trump wants to deport, without realizing that Obama deported more people than any other president in U.S. history. Calls for congressional or constitutional changes that we all know no one will follow up on. Black Agenda Report and Counterpunch were accused of being fake news sites by the Washington Post, which weren't they the ones that had the scandal a while ago where like the reporters were writing fake news stories? Was that the Times or the Post? Anyway, one of those.
I think it was the Post.
Okay, yeah. So I can't remember which one. The Times or the Post, and I don't feel like looking it up right now because we're on a schedule. So anyway, so we have Black Agenda and Counterpunch were accused of being fake news sites by one of the Washington something New York newspapers because McCarthyism has gone into full swing and Obama has started playing a game of chicken with the Russians right before he leaves office. The American people are losers of 2016 because even with all this tomfuckery, we still have some of the craziest fucking people in Florida. All right. It's time for your crazy Florida news story 2016. Can I have the envelope?
I'm so stressed out.
Oh, Jesus, Betty. Can I please have the envelope? I need to find an envelope. I don't have an envelope.
I got an envelope.
All right. Okay. And the winner is... Oh, you know what? I knew it would be him. Our winner of the 2016 Crazy News Award goes to Kurt, a 56-year-old man that went for a drive through a Boynton Beach neighborhood with a device and electrical wires attached to his junk. Kurt was featured on the November 6th show of this past year, and believe it or not, I cannot find any additional follow-up information on his status. So I assume there hasn't been a court date yet for his charges. Stay tuned, and we may provide updates in the near future. And that's my take on 2016.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah. That's just insane. But
that is.
You know, I wanted to talk about something, folks, that has been popping up, and I've got 1 minute and 30 seconds, and I screwed something up. Anyways,
you got 3 minutes.
This thing called cannabis hyperemesis syndrome.
Oh yes,
all the news sites have been reporting on it, and High Times had an article in 2014 about it. And basically, it's rare. But it occurs now when people do that really high intensity dabbing and possibly chronic smoking. But it's rare.
It's rare. It's not unless you, unless that, you're ingesting incredibly high amounts. I'm assuming that's really
exactly
what it boils down to.
Yeah. You know, and I'll just say from my personal usage, I have a really small bowl. I don't use a bong. I don't take huge, crazy hits, you know, and it's not insane. But the news sites make it seem like it's insane.
Oh, of course they do. It's sensational. They have to find something new. The election is over with. The election is over with. The electors have voted. It's all done.
It really is.
It's all done. The whole election is over with. Nothing else is going to happen. Nobody's going to protest anything else. Nobody's going to try to recount this or sue that or try to do this or try to do that. That's done. So they have to find something new. Everyone's bored with the election. We're all burnt out. So now they're going to go to something else. And surprise, this is a great thing for them to get to because it's the next hot thing, you know, and it's a controversial next hot thing. So everyone gets all crazy about it. So anyway, Joe, give us your 3 minutes of 2000 in review. 2016.
I'm going to click the reset button over here, and I'm going to say, so, Anthony, it's been one hell of a news cycle this year. I don't know where Chip got all this shit, but I tell you, he got me hooked on what this thing is called Pocket. What is Pocket? It is a cool sharing tool that lets you save news articles from your browsers to read later, and you can install it on your Android phone. It's just called Pocket.
Pocket.
It looks like a little pocket.
Pocket.
It's red.
Pocket.
Pocket provides a clean interface for reading the story, and you can always go to the original link with a press of the screen or mouse button.
Pocket.
And so guess what, Anthony? I went through and scoured all of my 2016 news stories, and
yes,
I got to say...
It's kind of
easy.
You want
to cue some sexy?
It's easy when you use
sexy
Pocket
music.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
There we go. Pocket.
Cue that sexy music.
Right. Did you have a sexy music sound cue in here? If not, you're getting this.
No, unfortunately.
Okay, good. That's fine.
Is fine.
It's a sexy
so
music.
So my top news story of the year is talking sex robots. With warm genitals will be on sale next year. Well, guess what, folks? It is next year.
And where can we buy these from?
Well, I love predictions, and I hope this one comes true.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Here's a few other stories
Is Chip Skipper going to go undercover and investigate this for us?
He might.
Is that
he very well might.
All right.
He might be scouring the internet,
scouring the
stores.
All right. Well, it's
so here's a few other stories that caught my attention.
All right.
When you got a When you gotta go, you gotta go. Pooping cyclist blamed for Idaho wildfire. $70,000 worth of cheese stolen from Germantown. Man changes his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger. Microsoft created a Twitter bot to learn from users. It quickly became a racist jerk.
You cat asshole.
Sent by mail survives 8 days in box. Florida man turns self for stealing TV in 1989. School misspelled on California high school diploma cover. Man has sex with van. Indiana man mailed dead skunks to rival who got coaching job he wanted. Cop spends 2 months working undercover at Burger King. King nets 5 grams of weed. 9/11 operator arrested after allegedly admitting to hanging up on callers. Ain't nobody got time for this. Giant spider carries full-grown mouse up Australian man's fridge. Snowflake alert. Upset teacher wrote focus on a student's forehead. Now he's charged with assault. And 15. Exhaust-loving moose huffs gas from back of car while man brushes off snow. So, you know what? 2016 was rough on animals, too.
2016 was rough on everybody. It was just a rough time in 2016, let me tell you. And we're glad it's over. We're all very glad that it is fine. It has found its way out.
But one thing that I am extremely happy for is the fact that we have come to episode 72 of this Joe and Anthony show on our little radio station.
Yeah, 72. Who would have thought? 72 episodes, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's kind of exciting.
And it keeps getting more fun.
Yeah, it does.
We're here.
We're here almost every week. You can always give us a call, 813-327-8566. You can call us anytime during the show. We'll pick up. We don't pick up right away. Just wait. We might be in the middle of something, and you'll have to sit on hold. But you still hear us on the phone. But don't keep your phone by your radio, because then it gets really weird if you do that. So, because we will demonstrate what happens. So we go. So the number is 813-327-8566. So you'll hear Betty.
On the air. Just hold
Here's
on.
Betty.
And
yes,
they will be with you shortly.
Betty.
Ooh. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Ooh.
Hi, Betty.
Ooh. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hey, Betty. What you doing?
What you doing?
Betty.
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 So you know what we also got going on?
What else?
And now for the news.
I am so stressed out.
You're doing your news in an echo chamber.
Well, I do have some top news headlines, but maybe not care for the echo chamber.
All right, let's go.
So, good evening, folks. And from the Chicago News Desk, we have these top news headlines. It was a very sad 2016, especially towards the end. Very unexpected, but I guess not to the people that was close to him. George Michael, sexy British singer, only 53, passes away on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Carrie Fisher, you knew her as Princess Leia, passes away on Tuesday, 12/27. Then her mom, Debbie Reynolds, passed away the next day. But then we got fights breaking out in malls across the country. False flags, maybe, we don't know.
We have a call coming. You know,
we do.
Do you want to take the call?
Let's take the call.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
I think you've called us before. I recognize the smell of your weed.
Oh, you do, do you?
I do.
I thought you were going to say the smell on my toes.
So how are you doing this evening?
I'm well. How are you guys? I didn't want to hear any news.
You didn't want to hear any news? She doesn't want to hear
you
any news.
You didn't want to hear any
She's
news?
She's like, I'm done with the news.
I'm done. So, I was glad there's no politics, though. I hate politics.
Yeah, we'll finally be going away from that one. Thank goodness. I mean, unless the world starts blowing up, then it's like kind of no holds bar. We just have to go for it.
Well,
we have to sensationalize the hell out of it.
Caller, I should tell you, you should be glad that you don't have a little child that's hacking your iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
Or a little child. Problem solved.
Or a little child. Right.
See,
on, right
there
on.
There we go.
So caller, what is the world like where you're at right now?
It's cold.
How cold is it?
It's actually not cold, actually.
Okay.
Let me pop up my weather and let y'all know. Let me give you guys a little bit of news.
A little bit of news.
Do we have a weather report? From
I think
callers
we do.
On...
Wait, hold on. Let me load the weather card. Wait. Hold on. All right. There you go. You get. Can you hear that? Can you hear that, caller?
Okay, I sure can.
All right. There you go.
Caller can hear the weather music.
All right. So go ahead and give us the weather, caller.
Well, the weather where the caller's at is 34 and mostly cloudy. It feels like it's 30 degrees with a 5-mile-per-hour wind. Visibility is at zero with a dew point of 37 degrees.
This is pretty good.
The barometer is holding still at 29.93.
Wow.
Tomorrow, we'll be looking at 37 degrees as our high. Cloudy skies again. 7 degrees is our low as our cold front comes in. Wednesday and Thursday, oh boy, will it be chilly. We're going down to negative 5 come Thursday.
Ooh,
but we'll have some sunshine.
Wow.
Hey, am I hired?
Why is it always cold when it's sunny?
Because I've always assumed, at least when I lived up there, is that the clouds trapped in the heat, so it kept it warmer. Because I remember when I was younger, I used to say, oh, geez, I hate winter. We should have more sunny days. But on the sunny days is when it's the fucking coldest in the winter.
I love cold, sunny days.
I'm indifferent to them. Well, it depends what I have to do that day.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I got to do. I will shovel 1,000 feet of snow.
1,000 feet of snow.
1,000 feet of snow.
That's a lot of snow. I don't shovel
would
any
a person-
snow.
Hey, here's one to send Chipper Skipper on.
Chipper Skipper.
Is it possible for a person who does not live in an Arctic region. To shovel 1,000 feet of snow in an average lifetime?
No.
Well, really?
Is that linear feet or cubic feet?
We're just going what falls from the sky. And lands on the ground.
Looking fall literally or cubically.
Are you talking about one cubic foot of snow shoveled or just like length of driveway shoveled?
It's the height of 1,000 feet.
Okay, the height of 1,000 feet.
I guess that would be a snowflake atop a snowflake for 1,000 feet up.
In each direction?
Up.
But, like, just in one spot? Like, right where you're standing?
Well, now you guys are taking this way too. You know, like, I got... The other day
she said one
had,
snow.
You know,
you said one snowflake on top of the other, right?
All right, smartass. Check this out.
Okay.
The other week, we got 10 inches of snow, 2 inches shy of a foot.
Okay.
I shoveled that.
Always a disappointment.
That is my driveway. That is my neighbor's driveway. It's 10 inches of snow. So in an average lifetime, would a person shovel 1,000 feet of snow? Do you understand me now?
Well, you got to ask yourself,
Skipper, better get put on that one.
I see.
And on the next radio show that I tune into and call, I hope Joe has an answer from him.
Joe is right here. And Chip Skipper will have an assignment for sure. He'll enjoy this assignment.
It will be forgotten in the show notes forever.
Well, doesn't Betty record?
Betty, you know, Betty does what Betty does. And it's hard enough to get Betty to do Morning Rush Hour. I think Betty's just only recorded a few tracks of herself and plays it back.
I am so stressed
and
out.
And she doesn't even show up in the studio anymore. We're even going to put a camera in. We got to watch her remotely. I think she's got some kind of get up in here in the morning because she's starting not. She doesn't sound too much live anymore, you know. Same thing over and over, so. But I don't remember where I was going. Where were we going with this show?
So, caller, how was your Christmas? How was your
New Year's? How was your Christmas? How was your New Year?
It's just days. I worked them both.
Days. Ugh.
Yeah.
They're just days.
Days.
I'm sorry, you were sick, Joe. Was that Thanksgiving?
That was Thanksgiving. Yeah, I was not well.
I said, yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
How about your Christmas, sisters? How about them waves in Florida?
Florida's been quite enjoyable. I can't complain about Florida too much. I'm trying to... There we go. That's kind of nice and backgroundy. I don't go to the beach much. I'm not a beach person. So, but it's been warm. We had a few cold snaps, but for us, a cold snap's like 45 degrees. And I think this weekend we're supposed to get down to like the upper 30s, lower 40s over the weekend, overnight. So it gets Florida chilly. Cold. It gets chilly in these houses because these houses are not built for cold weather. So it's just cinder block with maybe a sheet of plastic and some lathing strips and drywall. Then that's pretty much what you get, if you're lucky. So, yeah, it gets kind of chilly. But, yeah, New Year's, I just stayed home. Didn't do anything too exciting, you know. Sometimes it's better just to kind of chill out. Too many crazy people out there.
Right on. Joe?
Well, Christmas was quite nice. I had a really awesome turkey dinner with my friend Lee. We did a little casserole with potatoes and ham and cheese and some biscuits, and we had tons of desserts. And it was nice. You know, we played some... It was kind of creepy, actually, because I chose one of his albums to play. It was... Because it's Christmas.
Oh, I love Lily Tomlin.
Well, we played Lily Tomlin New Year's Eve.
Sorry.
Let me just say, I kind of predicted in a way... I kind of predicted, in a way, George Michael's death by playing the records that I played.
Oh,
it was kind of creepy.
Wait, when did you play the records?
It was kind of creepy. On Christmas.
Christmas Eve. Oh, on Christmas.
I thought you played them on New Year's Eve. I'm like, well, no, you already knew about it. But wow, on Christmas, that's kind of scary.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Strange.
So, but you know, New Year's we resolved all that and we played Lily Tomlin. She's a hoot. Oh God, she's a hoot.
Yeah, listeners. I remember growing up watching her on the TV and whatnot.
She did a really good comedy stand up routine, and she can get kind of nasty. Not like nasty,
yeah.
But yeah, she can get. So maybe I need to bring a because I got a few.
People would say
as well.
She was probably nice and nasty.
Nice,
you know?
And nasty. She'd, there you go.
She knew how to use her words to kind of to twinge it right in and make sure you understood that. You're
did you guys ever check out the? Was it Frankie and Grace or Grace and Frankie? Her and Jane Fonda on the Netflix.
Oh yeah, I saw that a while. I saw that when
that
first came out. Oh, I absolutely love it. I can't wait for the next one to come out.
I can't wait for more.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Joe, had you?
I might even actually restart watching that because Lee likes it too. So, you know, I kind of want to maybe have a little reunion session. A
little reunion session. There you go.
But speaking of Netflix, have you?
Joe,
have any of you guys checked out Black Mirror?
Oh, he's getting...
Wait, no. Oh, uh-oh. My God. Wait, we were going to go back to this Black Mirror. I have to get a little personal with Joe.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Joe wanted to know if you wanted to take it off the air.
Part off the air.
Oh, no. It won't be nasty.
Oh, it won't
be
that personal. All right. You got a minute to do it.
Okay. Do do do. Seriously though, is Lee someone special?
No.
Oh, okay.
Lee is probably like one of my best friends that I have here in Chicago.
Okay.
No, no. And actually, Anthony knows of Lead Tooth through a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right on, right on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Black Mirror.
Black Mirror is great.
I was just down in Wheaton. I went and saw my friend. We baked some cookies, and Jared went to, or my guy went to a movie with her guy, and Black Mirror, he told us about it, and when we came home, we checked it out, and that is just one fucked up thing, man.
Black Mirror, oh yeah, that thing's awesome.
But you know, that's something that I love. I think it's really well written.
It's just so wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
You leave it thinking. You leave it thinking. Just like we do sometimes.
Like, if you wow. haven't checked it out on Netflix, do it. It's Black Mirror. You'll love it.
You're talking to your audience?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. So
yeah, we're on the last season already. We only got two left.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and we just started watching.
Do we have to do a spoiler alert?
Friday?
No spoiler. We're not going to talk about anything. Well, it's not like it really had any type of a logic. Everything was, each episode was different. So,
right.
We haven't done the second season yet. We've only done the first one. We still have to do the second one. So,
oh really?
Yeah, it's been a timing issue. So yeah.
Oh right on. Yeah.
So it's been kind of a timing issue. We just haven't had the time to sit down. And we've been watching something else that we're trying to finish up. So it's kind of one of those.
Right
things.
On. Right on.
So, but anywho, we should probably pop off to a break, and we can bid our special caller adieu.
Right on,
yes,
right
thank
on.
Thank you, caller,
and thank you for calling and the banter and the wonderful weather report.
We may have
to talk offline at some future date. The compensation is horrible and the fame is nil, but it's something to do. So.
Right on, right on, boys.
Exactly. So, well, thank you, caller, and we will talk to you later. Have a good night.
And have a safe 2017.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, too. You too, caller.
Most definitely.
All right. Bye, boys.
Mucho snow to you, caller.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. So, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air experience? Smells like an E&O, yes, Hyperloop, X-Lax, Oatmeal Muffin, Universally streaming experience. That, oh my goodness. Visit shamba.info to find out how. Hang tight. We'll be back. Unless you wanted to say something before we popped off to the break.
Shyamba.
All right, folks. Hold on. Let me find the card here. Where the fuck did I put the card? All right. Hold on. All right.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Shyamba Radio. Flashbacks.
When I was a kid, the closest you could get me to a fish was the aquarium. Now, thanks to McDonald's, I'm the expert. You see, most fish is not government inspected, but all McDonald's fish is U.S. government inspected grade A. And it's all prime white filet. No fish cakes, not ground up, not mixed with other fish. It's a filet of fish. The best-selling fish sandwich in America.
Tell them your nickname, Henry.
They call me Jaws.
Quality you can taste.
Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea. Baby, it's pride in history. Baby, seeing all there is to see. Knowing that they're helping to keep us strong and free. It's not just a job, it's adventure.
Fruit corn.
Warner's Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can peel them, you can fold them.
Fruit Corner!
You can tear them, you can share them.
Fruit Roll-Ups!
You can rock them, you can roll them. You can really get to know them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can stretch them, you can chew them.
Fruit Corner's!
You can pass them, you can ooh them.
Fruit Roll-Ups!
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups, now in great-tasting grape.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from
NullSoft Shoutcast.
Oh, you're here now. I can't. I'm trying to cue you over here.
Stay tuned. Anthony's crazy Florida news is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is off-rack. At least there is one or two I like out of this list. Here goes. Today is National Buffet Day, National Cream Puff Day, National Personal Trainer Awareness Day, National Science Fiction Day, National Thank God It's Monday Day. I find it ironic that today is some sort of food appreciation day, and then you have to go and remind me I'm no longer a robot size zero. You planned. Thank God it's Monday. Now go grab your bombs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Ooh, National Buffet Day. Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. Now go stuff yourself. You too, Joe. Hey, Joe. Why did I have to sound so hurried up? Don't answer that. I'll just exercise clause AF contract B and shake up Roger a little bit. Ha ha ha.
Oh,
I'll
Jesus.
Make him shit all over your studio and the cat scratch your doors down from their restriction into the studio. Although if I did that, something bad to me might happen, so never mind. Carry on. I've said too much.
Wow, Betty's sounding a little agitated there.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow, I think she was expecting a Christmas bonus.
I am so stressed out.
I don't know what she wanted for a Christmas bonus. I mean, I changed the, you know, the filter. I gave her a filter change. I mean, that it's Christmas. It's not, you know, it's not a wedding. You change the filter.
God, Betty's got a filter.
She got a filter change. She's a robot. Of course she's got a filter somewhere. That gets clogged up. That turns on a red status light. That blinks three times, then once, then two times, three times very rapidly, and then once very slowly to tell you that the filter needs to be cleaned out. You must wade through mountains of technical manuals to locate this simple code. All right, so let me find the news here. Okay, there we go. All right, so it's time for your crazy Florida news. And I'm in the pilot seat all by myself. Joe is stepping away from his microphone, or over. He's on the floor having a stroke, and I can't see him. So his blinky cursor's here, so we're all good. So Bay News 9 brings us our first Florida news story of the night and tells a troubling tale. 2 9-year-olds were selling lemonade at a stand they had set up in front of their house. 19-year-old Deontay and a 16-year-old approached the children and ordered a lemonade. A verbal argument ensued when the customers weren't happy with how much lemonade they were given. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said that one of the 9-year-olds threw a cup of lemonade on the 16-year-old. The juvenile then pushed the child to the ground and grabbed an iPod from the stand. Deontay took a cup that contained about $13. The police were contacted. The suspects were later arrested and were charged with robbery by sudden snatching.
Ooh.
No. There we go. We were not on repeats. The cart just flew out of its socket. Okay. So anyway, the police were contacted. They actually did find the kids. They were charged, or the 19 and the 16. They don't have the idea of the 16-year-old because he's 16 years old. So sudden snatching, a robbery by sudden snatching, battery, and petite theft. The property was it was unable to be recovered. Meanwhile, as news spread about the incident, the kids started gating customers from all around the Tampa Bay area, increasing their sales tenfold, which is actually true because I saw a story on the news this morning because I watch the morning news when I have my coffee. Just try to wake up and just kind of see what's going on. And they actually had reported that they were just like getting support from all over the place. So the kids have raised a decent amount of money, so which is nice. Yeah, and they caught the kids that did it. So
they're gonna have a bottled lemonade production now, like maybe. At major food stores.
Well, they're 9 year old. I don't know if they thought that big.
It'll be called Kids Lemonade Stand.
They might have a new gaming console and or a new television and or a new handheld.
Yeah.
Or a few handheld devices. Kids love electronics, dude. So that or a bike, you know, maybe a new shiny bike. I don't know if they've gone into the Yes.
But you know what's coming up soon?
What's coming up next?
CES, Consumer Electronics.
Oh, CES.
All right.
Okay, so let's move on. So the kids are doing well. Hopefully the other kids learn their lesson. Don't do it again. It'll probably happen again. It happens. Such is life. C'est la vie. All right, so double the trouble. I'm sure you're familiar with how the drive-thrus at many McDonald's work. Most people can't drive in a straight line with a blinky blinky. Who can expect them to be able to put use? Jesus Christ, I can't. There we go. All right. So, anyway, they can't use a drive-thru. Our next story comes from Fox 13 News Tampa Bay and tells us about a woman in a hurry with an order, a Nissan, and a dream. 50-year-old woman was in a silver boxy Nissan, was at St. Petersburg McDonald's just trying to get herself an order of chicken McNuggets and a McCafe, white peppermint, hot chocolate, iced caramel, chocolate chip, frappe mocha, when some rude person cut her off at the entrance to the drive-thru. The 50-year-old woman pulled up behind the offending person, got out of the Nissan, walked up to her car, opened her car door, yelled at her, and then reached in and slapped her in the face, according to the St. Pete police. Police say the slapper and her passenger walked back to their car, drove off, and that was it. There were no serious injuries, but they warn a knee-jerk reaction like this can end much worse because there's a high number of Floridians that carry concealed weapons, and it is a very high number. This is a no-slap-and-go misdemeanor. If police find the other driver, she could be charged with first-degree felony for burglary and battery. And also, the woman has been located, and she has been charged. I saw that on the news as well.
Nice.
Yep, wow. Exactly, so... All right, trying to move our way through here. All right, so people assaulting people in the drive-thru, kids stealing from other kids and a lemonade stand. We have more Florida stories.
Happy New Year.
Yep. Our final great, and this actually would have made Florida's story of the year had it ended differently. It comes from WFTS Tampa Bay ABC Action News and brings us a story, as I said, could have been much worse than could have actually given us 2016 story of the year. Ron, 34, was hanging out at Club Lust in St. Petersburg when he decided it would be an awesome idea to go to the bathroom and take a selfie of himself with a handgun. Ron was desperately trying to strike the right pose for his selfie, but failed miserably when the gun discharged and sent a bullet right through the woman's restroom next door. The police were called. Ryan tried to run from Club Lust, but officers in the area had stopped him. Ron was arrested and charged with being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, possession of Xanax, possession of marijuana less than 2 grams. He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail on Saturday morning and remains in jail. And
wow.
We have a caller, so we'll move in. Do you want to move into the plethora discussion? Do you want to? And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this experience or have an experience you want to share? Or, hey, are you a DJ, a musician, a band, even a polka band? We would love a...
All right. Thank you, Betty. All right. We got a call. Oh, we missed it. Oh. Come back around. Come back around. There we go.
Awesome call.
Caller, hey. You are on the air.
Hey, caller.
Is that who I think it is? Is that you, Ezel?
Is that you?
You've got to exhale. You've got to exhale at some point, Ezel.
Yes.
Oh, man. The inhale, it's getting rough out here, man. It's getting rough. How you guys doing with the new year, man?
Well,
about the same as the old one?
Yeah, I'm about 2 days into it. I'm not any richer, I'm not any thinner, and I'm not any younger, so it's not doing too well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, I'm right alongside you, man. I'm right alongside you. I got to tell you this story because I got to get back to work, okay?
Okay.
The reason I had to go to work was I went down to the Greyhound station over there in Armpit. It's outside Armpit. It's Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Greyhound, okay? And I want to come down to Florida. Man, it's going to get cold here next week. And I said, man, I got to get out of here. So I go to the Greyhound station, and before I go, I call the Greyhound. I says, how much is it to get down to Florida? And he says, about $400. And I said, oh, man, that's cool. I got $400. I can get down to Florida. So I go to the Greyhound station. I meet this dude out in front. Man, he's just hanging out. And I said, hey, man, what's up? And he says, here, you want to hit on this? Like, I'll take it. Yeah,
of course. Why
not? Yeah, what's that, man? Free stuff, man. It's a new year, man. I'm thinking, man, my year started off right, man. So I'm hitting it good with this guy, and we're out there in front of the Greyhound station, and he goes, man, where you going? I says, I'm going to Florida, man. I'm getting out of here. He says, hey, man, you know what? I was going to Florida, and my girlfriend backed out. She didn't want to go. I got an extra ticket.
Oh.
And I go, man, that's cool. How much you want? I mean, you know, it's like $400. And he goes, well, I tell you what, man, I'm going to lose this money on this ticket. So, you know what? Just give me $100. And you know what? You're a good guy. He says, just give me $100.
No, there you go. There you go.
Well, man, you know what? I go in the bus station. Uh-oh. I give him the ticket, and they go, man, where'd you get this piece of crap, man? I said, what do you mean by piece of crap? This is a counterfeit ticket. And I go, what? I went out there looking for this dude. Man, he gone. So, oh, man. You know what? So now I'm $100 short, okay? So, you know what? I thought 2016 was over, man. But now, you know what? It ain't over yet, man. So what I do is I walk down the street. There's a bank there. And I go in there, and it's a big bank. It's one of them big Chase banks or something. So I go in there, and they had this thing full of pens, and they were nice pens in the middle of the bank there, you know, where you fill out your deposit slips. So I grabbed a bucket of pens and I run out. So now what I'm doing is I'm sitting in front of the Greyhound station. I'm selling the pens for $5 a piece, man. And so I figured if I can sell $20 worth or 20 pens at $5, I got my $100.
You got your $100. So, yep, there you go.
So I'm working, man. I'm working on boys. I'm going down to Florida, man.
All right.
You know, so if you see anybody or hear anybody needs a pen, send them to see me. I'll be in front of the Greyhound station in Radford, Illinois, okay?
All right. We'll have him keep an eye out for you.
I get that. Oh, hold on a second. Uh-oh, wait, okay. I think I got a customer. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't want no pen. So anyway, when I get that $100, man, I'm coming down to Florida, man. And
all right.
I'll give you guys a call next Monday, because you know what? If I don't get the money, I'm going to just hitchhike. Can I like, hitchhike down, what is it, that I-75?
Yeah, I guess you could. I mean, it's not the 60s anymore, so it's a lot more dangerous now, and you're less likely to get very far doing it. It will take you a lot longer. But I guess you still can, but you'll probably get arrested once or twice in the process. That seems to be the case.
Okay, man, I don't mind that.
Oh, well, as long as you don't mind, then yeah, there you go. Hitchhiking can work.
And you can
fine.
Sell pens on the long
there
way.
There you go. There you go. You could be the scribe.
You know, it's a kind of free meal, so they'll just keep me overnight anyway, probably.
See, there you go. There you go.
It might take me till June to get there, but I'll be there.
But then you just stay and wait for the next winter to come around.
You got that right, man. All right, guys, I have a good New Year, and I'll see you in Florida when I get down. Call you next day.
All right.
Down. I'll give you guys a call. You're gonna be on the air next Monday. I'll give you a call.
That's the plan. He's out. We'll be here.
Okay, and then what we'll do is we'll set up a meet at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk.
There's okay. Oh, I know the corner of Walk and Don't Walk. I know exactly
right,
where the corner that is.
I'll see that corner when I get there.
We'll definitely do that. We will save you that corner.
All right, man. I'll see you there.
All right. Bye, Ezel.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, if you have anything to say, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. We love our call-in guests.
There we go.
So, lots of crazy things happening in the year in housing. It was not good. Not good at all.
Well, now, define good, not good.
Well, a lot of the middle-income people, which really doesn't even include me, and maybe barely you, I don't know, but we're getting priced out of like the big cities, because the big cities are becoming more expensive.
Oh, that I can, yeah, that
takes
definitely.
A lot of more of our income to pay the rent.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know, rents are going crazy.
Oh, yeah, the real estate market has actually been growing pretty well. But you're right. Unfortunately, with the growth of the real estate market, and especially like you in Chicago with your taxopolis that you got going on there, you know, you kind of run into that situation where you're right. Where are you gonna? What can you afford in the city? I mean,
the Wicker
seriously.
Park sales tax is 11.25%.
11.25. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep, and that was just on some fast food at Devil Dogs. They've got a new Devil Dogs over there, so it was good. It was okay.
Was it good? Was it okay? What was 1 star, yeah. 2 star, 3 star, 4, 5 star, 6 star,
the shake
7 star?
Was funny.
More?
It was a.
It was funny.
Green chocolate. It was a green tea chocolate milkshake.
Okay,
the dude totally made a mistake.
Really?
He totally made a mistake. It was supposed to be just green tea for the one guy.
Yeah.
And mine was supposed to be a dark chocolate strawberry.
Oh, so he gave you one shake of the. Combined.
Well, no. The guy that ordered the green tea didn't want the green tea chocolate shake. He just wanted green tea.
Gotcha.
And so I said, you know what? I'll take that. That sounds interesting to me. Green tea and chocolate.
And how did that work out?
It was pretty good, actually.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So it sounds like 2017's off to a good start for you. Yeah, you got some type of a fusion concoction drink there.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, Anthony, what's up with this story you got in here about this pit bull? What's that all about?
Oh, my God. So this woman. All right. And I don't want people bitching me about it. I do feel that pit bulls may be a bit of a more aggressive animal than, say, a golden retriever. And they probably are not the best animal to try to provoke. At least I wouldn't provoke one. I would never own one, and if I did own one, I doubt I would provoke one. Well, what wound up happening is someone tried putting a sweater on one. Oh my goodness, yes, I'll have to make this really quick here. A 52-year-old woman tried to put a sweater. She was in Tampa. The dog didn't like it. There was a lot of biting. There was a lot of tomfuckery going on. It's just don't put a sweater on your pit bull. All right. So, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. Damn, this one quick. And from the looks of it, I'm going to have to ditch this. What? What the hell is this?
That's been in there for the longest of times.
Oh, my goodness. I must have just completely... Okay, I'm going to have to ditch this grinder hookup. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening to our recast, or just supporting us in our own little special snowflake way. I'm changing that.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shy Up Radio. Got nothing to do on the weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. I got to thank our friends over at the World Labor Hour, which you can hear live on WRFU on Saturdays at 11 Central, 12 Eastern. We recast it on Saturdays, so you can also tune into us if you're already on us live 24/7. I've got one of my devices on all the time, but anyways, you can catch Weekend with Joe too, by the way, every Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Oh my goodness, we've lost our trajectory. Yes, don't forget, you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit. Oh, host Betty, which I believe is not coming in. I think she's just using a set of recorded tracks. I gotta catch her. She has awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. You've kind of went through... Did you go through this part already? I don't know. You just like totally went off the script, so I have no clue where the hell we're at.
Wow, so there much you great go. Programming you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. We can't go without plugging our own stuff. Our 24-hour internet station is a website, so please visit us at www.chiampa.info. We have current, up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, follow us on Twitter at Chiampa Radio, and keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us at Chiampa Radio, all one word.
And that's C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Spell it right, bitches.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Chiampa Radio. Chiampa.
Well, you know what? It was a fun show to start off 2017, so that's a good sign.
Yes, it was definitely an interesting show. Two callers. Wow.
Yes.
It's kind of exciting.
It's a record.
It is a record. Betty didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I only have to push the blinky button once in a while.
I am so stressed out.
Exactly. Thank you, Betty. That's so true. So anyway, well, I hope everyone had a great, safe, happy holiday season and all that shit. And let's just hope 2017 just kind of moves forward and isn't crazy and ridiculous and whatever else it can possibly be. Power to the people.
Good night with an E.
Oh, shit. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. Take out our blog and jam it in info. Remember, folks, let's do better next time around. Let's just do better all the way around. All right. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a not brand new repeat episode of This Way Out with a K.
Good night with an E.
With an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.